Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. And because the resurrection of Jesus is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false, the gift of the living Lord Jesus is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. The gift of the risen Lord Jesus is not pretend or make-believe. It's not a dream or an optical illusion. What is the gift of the risen Lord Jesus? Peace. Peace. Real peace. True and lasting peace. An authentic peace that is not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. On Easter Sunday, when the risen Lord Jesus walked through the locked doors of the upper room, what was the first thing that he said? Surprise! I'm alive. Great to see you guys again. No, his first words were, peace be with you. What does the bishop say as he begins Mass? The priest usually says, the Lord be with you. Only the bishop can say, pax vobis. Greeting of the risen Lord Jesus on Easter Sunday morning. Pax vobis, peace be with you. In today's gospel, which takes place in the upper room on the night of the Last Supper, the night that Jesus ordained the apostles bishops and gave them the command to change bread and wine into his precious body and blood, he gave them another farewell gift. Peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. At every Mass, just after we pray the Our Father, the priest says what Jesus says in today's gospel. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. These words are so important that we say them at every Mass. And then I say, the peace of the Lord be with you always. Not any old peace. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Always. Just before that, I prayed, graciously grant peace in our days. What kind of peace? Not any old peace. The peace of the risen Lord Jesus. After the priest says, graciously grant peace in our days, then he says that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress. Safe from all distress. In Latin, that phrase is et ab omni perturbatione securi, securi, secure from all, not distress, but perturbatione, perturbance, disturbance, trouble, confusion, disorder. Do not let your hearts be disturbed, troubled, or afraid. Did you notice that theme in today's first reading? In the year 50 AD, after the First Council of Jerusalem, the apostles wrote a letter to the early Christians living in Antioch, Syria, and Cilicia. They said, some of our number who went out without any mandate from us have upset you with their teaching and have disturbed your peace of mind. Perturbazione. They've disturbed your peace of mind. Apparently, some Christians started preaching the gospel in Antioch without a mandate from St. Peter and the bishops. Still to this day, when a man comes to a local church and says, the Pope has appointed me your new bishop, we say, prove it. Prove it. And the new bishop has to show the Priest College of Consultors the handwritten papal mandate, sealed with the ring of the Pope in red wax, giving the new bishop the authority to be here by the Pope. just as the first pope sent off Paul and Barnabas, Judas and Silas. So some Christians went to Antioch without the pope's permission and were upsetting the people with false heretical teachings that disturbed their peace of mind. They have disturbed your peace of mind. Think of all the times someone or some situation has disturbed your peace of mind, and you can't sleep at night. Jesus does not want us to be troubled or afraid. He doesn't want the world, the flesh, or the devil to disturb our peace of mind. So he comes with his peace. Peace, which will cause us not to be disturbed or afraid. Jesus says, not as the world gives peace, do I give it to you. How does the world give peace? It's superficial, on the surface. The world's version of so-called peace means an absence of war, but that's not real peace. Perhaps you've seen the bumper sticker, right? No peace. Sorry, we should try that again. Perhaps you've seen the bumper sticker. No Jesus, no peace. No Jesus, no peace. That's a good bumper sticker. Do you get it? No Jesus, no peace. But no Jesus, no peace. N-O Jesus, N-O peace. But K-N-O-W Jesus, K-N-O-W peace. No Jesus, no peace. But no Jesus, no peace. That is radical. That means if you are not Christian, if you are not baptized, you do not know peace. Only Jesus brings peace. That's the paradox. You can be at war and conflict with others, but still be at peace. On the other hand, you can experience an absence of conflict and fighting and division, but never be at peace. That's the paradox. Only Jesus brings peace. No Jesus, no peace. But no Jesus, no peace. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Yesterday, Father Joshua and I and Deacon Scott, we all attended the diaconate ordination in Winona at the Cathedral of the Sacred Heart, and we have three brand new deacons in our diocese, and you should have seen them. Profound peace. Profound peace. It's beautiful. Profound peace. As Father John Ricardo of the Archdiocese of Detroit says, you can't fake peace. You can't fake peace. Peace is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. Peace is a gift of the risen, living Lord Jesus. It's not superficial. It's profound. It's not exterior. It's interior, a real peace, a true and lasting peace. It's not fantasy, fiction, fake, or false. You can't fake peace. I describe peace as deep down ocean peace. Deep down ocean peace. There might be a storm on the surface of the Pacific Ocean, but 2 miles beneath the surface and the roaring of the waves, the bottom of the ocean, there is absolute peace. This is the peace that only comes from the risen, living Lord Jesus. A peace which surpasses all understanding. At my first assignment as a priest, a parishioner gave me a framed quote from St. Francis de Sales. I try to look at it every single solitary day. It says, do not lose your inward peace for anything whatsoever, even if your whole world seems upset. commend all to God, and then lie still and be at rest in God's bosom. Whatever happens, abide steadfast in a determination to cling simply to God, trusting in God's eternal love for you. Don't lose your inward peace for anything whatsoever. Even if your whole world seems upset, there is chaos all around me, but not in me. Deep down in the depth of my soul, I'm at peace because I know the living Lord Jesus. Commend all to God. Give it all to God. And then you can be at peace. Still. Silent. You don't have to say anything or do anything. Just rest in the peace of the heart of Jesus. No matter what happens, cling to the rock of Christ, trusting in his eternal love for you. Because he loves you no matter what. And that alone is enough to give you deep down ocean peace. This is the good news that Jesus gives us today. Peace. I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid.